This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
European leaders are gathering today for yet another summit to save the euro, and that is where we'll start now with Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She's with us live, as always, from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Diane, yet another summit to save the euro. Any expectations this time?
You know, it's kind of like watching a train wreck in slow motion. Just hope they don't derail, and that's the best hopes we have now by Monday is hope the train's still on the track.
All right. Well, what about in this country? The train may be on the track, but it is moving slowly. We heard this morning that GDP for the first quarter was just 1.9%.
And it looks like it's going to be another 1.9% in the current quarter, which, given the jobless claims we've seen today, tell us it's just not enough. It's not enough to bring down unemployment. And, in fact, one of the reasons the jobless claims are lower than they were a year ago, although higher than they were at the beginning of the year, is because people are no longer extending those unemployment insurance claims. It's not really just a cessation of layoffs.
All right. Now, of course, we are just minutes away from the expected Supreme Court decision on health care reform. And I want to get your thoughts, Diane, on, as we head into this historic moment, what are you thinking about?
One of the biggest issues for me is the major change we've seen in terms of healthcare consumption in the United States. Healthcare has now become a discretionary spending. Consumers are not paying as much as 50% of their copays, and they're not picking up as many as 50% of the prescriptions they already have at pharmacies. They're cutting back on critical drugs at a time which could mean more hospital visits, more emergency care visits down the road. This is the most fundamental shift in healthcare consumption we've seen in the last 40 years, and it's besides any change in the insurance policies.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.